This is Philip Roberts, Extension Entomologist with the University of Georgia, and this Pest Patrol update is being taped on Friday, June the 27th. Well, cotton growth ranges from still being planted and emerging to we have some cotton planted in April that's been blooming for a couple of weeks. About half of our cotton will be squaring in the next week or so. But as cotton begins squaring, scouts need to be monitoring plant bug infestations using a sweep net and also monitoring square retentions. Now, plant bugs have become an increasingly important pest in parts of Georgia, and it seems this problematic areas are expanding in recent years. Now, typically, and we've seen a more consistent problem with plant bugs west of Interstate 75 and north of Tifton, and that would be on both sides of the interstate north of Tifton. However, we also have reports of above-threshold infestations of plant bugs from some areas who really haven't dealt with plant bugs historically. So with that said, we really just want to emphasize the importance of scouting and using thresholds. These plant bugs can be localized with some pretty heavy infestations in individual fields. And in close proximity, you may have fields with very few plant bugs. So it's just increasingly important that we scout each and every field. Now, again, the sweep net is the best sampling tool for adult plant bugs, which are migrating into cotton. They're migrating from alternate host plants. Now, our threshold when using a sweep net during the first 2 weeks of squaring is 8 per 100 sweeps. Once we enter the third week of squaring, we raise our threshold to 15 per 100 sweeps. Now, adult plant bugs will feed on small squares, and after they've been fed upon, the plant will shed them. Now, we also have a retention threshold, and it reads, apply insecticide when plants are retaining less than 80% of pinhead squares and numerous plant bugs are observed. Now, in addition to feeding on the plants, these adult plant bugs are also inserting eggs in plant tissues. Now, it typically takes a plant bug egg about a week to hatch. Now, as we enter bloom, it's going to be important that we're very observant for dirty blooms. If you see dirty blooms in a field, that's where it kind of suggests to me that you likely have immature plant bugs in that field. Now, drop cloths are going to be the best way to scout immature plant bugs. Now, we do need to mention that we're also observing and getting reports of clouded plant bugs in some areas. And remember, with clouded plant bug, we need to count each of them 1.5 times and add that to the number of our tarnished plant bug count. What I mean by that, if you have two cloudeds and you count them 1.5 times, that would be equivalent to 3 tarnished plant bugs. Now, when we think of plant bug management, we really should have a goal, and that goal is to maintain at least 80% of fruiting positions as we enter first bloom. Now, if you have 80% retention at first bloom, you still have maximum yield potential. It is a good habit when walking these fields to periodically pull up plants and monitor whole plant retention just to make sure you're on track to meet this 80% retention goal. Aphid populations seem to be a little slower to develop this year, but in recent days, it appears numbers are really increasing. We've also had just a limited number of reports of spider mites, and also we do have some of our earliest planted cotton planted in the middle of April, which we should be scouting for stink bug injury, internal boll damage on these 10 to 12 day old bolls. With that, we'll close. Check back soon for another update at the Pest Patrol Hotline. And as always, if you have additional questions about the insect situation in your area, call your county agent.